It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So my biggest life hack for getting time back in my day involves those small areas, those small increments where I can steal back 10 minutes or 20 minutes in my day because, oh boy, does that add up. Case in point, stop going to the post office and start using Stamps.com instead. Right there, you've saved at least 30, 45 minutes a week.
With Stamps.com, you can do everything you would normally need to do at a post office from your house. You can print labels, you can compare carrier prices, schedule pickups, and a lot more.
And you'll even get access to major savings on USPS rates and UPS rates.
Do not mail and ship the hard way. Cut it out. Make your life easier. Sign up with Stamps.com today. And when you sign up with promo code Chatty, you get a special offer. You get a 4-week trial, you get free postage, you get a digital scale. I use that thing all the time. And you have no long-term commitments or contracts. You just got to go to stamps.com. You click on the mic at the top of the homepage and you enter code Chatty.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, hello, broads. Okay, stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Here is the TEA about this episode, the T about this episode with Zachary Reality, which, by the way, we had so much fun with him. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so in this episode, there are some moments that we might call spoiler light, meaning not spoilers, but throughout this episode, we do discuss some conversations and occurrences that will be happening in the Men Tell All that is airing next week. And we discuss some of the format stylings of the upcoming season of Bachelor in Paradise. Just wanted to give you all a heads up and be super careful in case any of you are like, I want to know nothing until I see it on my screen. But anywho, let's get into it. We have so much fun with Zachary, and we did record this last Wednesday, so some things have happened that we cannot wait to chat with you about since on Thursday. Make sure to tune into Thursday's episode, but in the meantime, we have so much fun with Zachary. Let's get into it. Well, hello there, broads.
Hello.
I am so excited because today we're talking, it's tea and TikTok, baby.
There's been there's been some stuff over the last, actually it's been like the last month. I will say some of the stuff we're going on, it's a little outdated, but we haven't had an opportunity. Like last week I was like, Jess, do you think we can record a third episode to like talk about this going on in pop culture?
I would,
like,
but I'll be gone.
I can't. I was like, okay, we'll have to save it. So this week is the week to get it all out there.
It's the week to get it all out. And you know what? We needed to bring a special guest on. So it's like, we need the reality king of TikTok. It's Zachary Reality.
Yes. Would you call yourself that? Would you call yourself the reality king of TikTok?
Yes, but it's actually the queen.
The
so
queen.
Let's get it correct.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
But I feel
yes.
like I would call myself that. I think there's a lot of like TikTokers that spill tea, but like my page is so reality TV based and yeah. I cover a wide variety of shows.
Yeah.
So I would like that title or at least like be in the running for it.
Yes. yes. Yours is the one that's like popped up on my feed.
That's what everyone says.
You're They're on like, the For You page.
They're like, I don't follow you, but you pop up. That's what people say to me when they come up to me. They're like, oh, I didn't realize I didn't follow. I'm like, okay, great. But at least you're watching.
There have been some, talk about the TikTok algorithm. There are some accounts, I kid you not, that will come up 3 or 4 times a day on my For You page to the point where I think that I'm following them. So anyway, you were doing that to me until I followed you.
Amazing.
Yes, that was 1000%. And I feel like Instagram's doing that too. So it's always like, you should follow. And I'm like, How do I get on that algorithm?
Instagram is just not doing it these days. Like, it doesn't make sense. The timeline, the algorithm, I don't see anyone's posts.
I know.
I'm getting like 100 likes on my picture. I'm like, I have triple the amount of followers now. Like, is anyone seeing my pictures?
Remember?
It's pretty bad.
Or do people not like me?
Or literally both. Do you remember when they said at the beginning of the year they're going to be rolling out the
chronological feedback.
They said that?
Yes, but and you can do it, but now you have to click through to something where it says,
really?
Like, yeah, you can go onto your Instagram and like click through a couple things to do, like people I follow, and then everything will show up chronologically so you can actually see the posts of the people you follow. Mind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that about?
So it's
like, I follow this person for a reason. I want to see their content. But anyway, yeah.
And this is why TikTok is thriving these days, and it's just a better app.
I know.
So
the algorithm's better, all that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, how'd you get your start doing that? And did you have a, like, you know, I use this loosely because we have fake jobs, you know, did you have a real job before?
No, my job is hosting. Like, I'm an on-camera host and reporter.
Okay,
that's what I went to school for. I have my bachelor's in journalism.
Yeah,
so when I started TikTok, like, I guess 2 years ago, the whole point was to bring more exposure to my hosting career as I was trying to get opportunities.
Nice.
Especially in the pandemic when, like, everything got shut down. So I didn't even have a choice. So I originally started it to like put little ENG packages. So it's like the news story, give my opinion, and then just talk about my favorite shows. And then once it kept going and going, I'm like, perfect. Now I can make a career out of this and start making some money.
Nice. Wow. Good for you.
So you are legitimately doing what you went to school for. I feel like that doesn't happen very often.
I literally am. Like, things I learned in school are I'm actually utilizing in real life.
That's cool.
As well as being obsessed with reality TV and getting paid to talk about it. Like, it's actually a dream.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Do you feel like that? Do you feel like you're living the dream?
Yes and no. Mm. I want to do so much more. And I feel like I get in my head sometimes being in my early 20s. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like one step at a time.
Yes.
Like, you can't get everything at once. And if you don't want to continue to do more, then like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Like, we should always be striving to do more until we retire.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good point.
No, I'm striving to do less right now. So I'm like,
well, you have kids. Like, you have like a man.
And then your goals shift, you know? You're just, sometimes you're just kind of like, well, I did that thing and then now it's something different. Yeah, on to the next.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you say like you want to do more,
what
would be like the ultimate
goal? I have a few. I think I really would love like my own type of like Wendy Williams type talk show.
Sure.
Like, even if it's on YouTube, but like I need a production. I need like a crew.
Right.
I need like guests coming in every week. Like something like that. Yes. Maybe host for E, host reunions for like reality shows. Like, bring me on to the Netflix reunion.
Yes.
Like Nick and Vanessa Lachey. Like,
yes.
We're here. Something like that.
Yes.
And then maybe in my like 40s switch to like producing, executive producing reality shows and like being behind the big decisions.
Yeah.
And then retire at like 55 and travel the world.
I love that plan.
Yeah. I got places to go.
How do you think people get into that executive producing role? I was literally just thinking about that the other day, and I needed to ask one of my producers from The Bachelor. I'm like, how do you get to the point where people are starting to entrust you to like pull
time.
The strings? Yeah, I guess
I think it's just time in the business. You gotta pay your dues. You gotta
start
pick
off
up
as a handler
dog shit
or whatever.
For people. Whatever
yeah.
it is. Like, do the boom mic. Like, the little things until you work your way up. And that's what I've noticed, too.
Wow.
Like, you got to start from the bottom, and then you got to keep going.
Or blow up on TikTok, and then, you know,
that might help, like, switch a few things.
Yeah.
Get a little faster.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your favorite shows to cover?
I mean, I would love The Bachelor. Yeah. I've been watching it since I was 12.
Really?
What was the first?
Jake Pavelka's was my first season.
Yes.
And I started watching it because I was at like a New Year's Eve party and one of my dad's friends was like raving about it because it comes back like the first Monday after the year.
Right.
And I don't even know what clicked, but like it just clicked. And I was like, I have to watch this. And I have not stopped since. So The Bachelor is like my absolute favorite, but I love Jersey Shore, Kardashians, F-Boy Islands. Like, the Netflix shows are so good right now. Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
The Ultimatum, Love is Blind. I love covering those.
I forgot. I loved F-Boy Island season one.
It was good.
Loved it. I've heard season two is really great also. So that's been one I've been wanting to watch. Have you watched that one at all?
I still haven't watched F-Boy Island.
I like
it's
that.
One
I
of
think
those
you should
on my
watch
list.
Season one because it's really good TV.
How do you like season two so far?
Oh my God, I literally like didn't watch season two.
Really?
Sorry. Oh my God. I don't know why I like
Sorry,
was so confident saying that. F-Boy Island. The first season was so good. Like, I was up on that.
Yeah. And the second one is like it just fizzled out or what?
I just think there was no hype about it.
Mm.
And honestly, like, I don't want to waste my time watching a show unless I know I'm going to capitalize off
no, for
of
sure.
covering it.
Of
so
course.
I just noticed that there wasn't any buzz. So it just didn't I just didn't feel to give the reason to watch it.
Yeah, that makes like, sense.
Every episode I'm watching, that's work.
Yeah,
like, I don't watch TV for enjoyment anymore.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's when you asked me earlier, like, oh, well, what do you watch? I'm like, well, it takes time. Like mm-hmm. I was saying, Real Housewives is like an hour per episode. And then when they come out with these 14, 15, 16 episode seasons, I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, in The Bachelor is like 4 hours a night. So yeah. Like, that's exhausting.
Oh, it takes four forever. Do you watch or have you ever watched Temptation Island?
I've seen it a little bit, but I don't like the concept. I think it's stupid. People come in and they try and break up a couple. Like, who wants to do that?
No.
Like, find me someone that's single. I'm not trying to steal someone's man.
Right, that's just awkward.
So it wasn't organic.
Temptation Island, I liked because, well, I only watched one season, but I liked it because there was the super ridiculous drama of someone cheating on their partner and all that. But then there was a couple love stories that were like, so real of these people realizing that their person was their person. And I was like, oh my God, I love this.
It's the bonfire for me. Oh, when Mark Wahlberg talks to them at the bonfire, I'm like, this is the therapy that I'm not paying for that I'm getting. And I'm pulling things
My friend was working on it as like a production assistant or something. So I'm like screenshotting all her stories like while she's there filming, like just in case.
Oh,
like,
of course.
For later.
Yeah, of course.
So I saw like some things going on, but then I didn't end up covering it.
I watched the season. That does make a good reality show is the host. So like I did love F-Boy Island. I thought that
Nikki Glaser.
She was great.
She's funny.
She's great on that. Love is Blind. I feel like Nick and Vanessa don't have the same pop, maybe. Yeah. Other hosts.
They
have.
Don't. And I am available. Just saying.
You're like,
but sometimes it like when there is a lot of drama with the host or controversy, it almost like adds to the show. Like Tyra Banks on Dancing with the Stars, like no one likes her.
Yeah. She's on Dancing with the Stars.
She's the host of Dancing with the Stars.
She's the new
host. I had no idea.
For the past like 2 years, literally no one likes her. And it adds to the show. Like it actually makes it better because people love shitting on her.
I mean, she was the moment on...
Was
the moment on
America's Next Top
Model.
Which I totally watched when I was 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So good.
But I watched some of the season. I watched one of the seasons back recently. I mean, she was unhinged on it. Like, when I watch it back now, I'm like, I can't. And I know people have come forward saying what their experience was like on the show, but I cannot believe some of her behavior on that show. Uh-huh. Like, someone would be like, my mom got cancer and died, and I was living on the street. And she'd be like, tell me more about that. Go back to when you were living on the street. I want to hear about that. And she just was like,
TV used to be so real.
It really did.
Like, I don't know what happened. I think everyone just like knows that there's a show outside the show.
Sure.
And everyone just wants to protect their image now that everything's on social media. Yep. That like nothing we see is super real anymore.
I was
going to
say, do you think social media is what shifted it? Is now that you're
and
hyper
I think
aware?
People just got smarter. I think like people just start talking. Like they probably tell you on The Bachelor like years ago, like you cannot say anything, like how dare you, and like they really scare the shit out of you. And then the more and more contestants over time, like the more everyone becomes friends, and then all the contestants end up spilling all the tea.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. So there's a network then.
Why does everyone hate Tyra on Dancing with the Stars?
I think she's just like off.
Oh,
like she just doesn't like there's been a few instances. I forgot. I think one, like she announced the wrong couple going home, which is like not cool. When it gets down to like the top, like four or six, like those stakes are so high.
God.
Like you cannot be fucking that up. Like make sure you read the teleprompter correctly.
No, that's a full John Travolta moment with, what did he say? With, Adina Mendes.
Yes.
Like, and he fully just mispronounced her
say,
name.
Who was
and
that
like,
again?
Oh no.
No. And wasn't it Steve Harvey, like someone who announced the wrong winner or something?
For Steve Harvey's Family Feud.
I know.
But maybe something for the beauty pageant. Like that has happened.
That's
with Miss America.
Wasn't that Steve Harvey?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was somebody who announced the wrong person.
But
they were
that
like,
shit you gotta get right. But it's also really good TV when they say it wrong.
It's a good clip.
Great TV.
Great TV.
I'm sure people have feelings about Tyra too, since everything has been coming to light about like what it looked like behind the scenes.
Yeah, what are some of
the
accusations for
Well, people don't like her outfits. But I think that's just like people love shitting on outfits.
No, people were coming forward about America's Next Top Model saying that it was like all of this. I don't really know what they were saying. I mean, I think it was normal reality
TV.
Well,
that sounds like a great TikTok. Right. So I'll put it on my notes app. Yes. I'll add it to my list.
I saw there was definitely a few contestants from America's Next Top Model coming out and talking about like the circumstances that they were forced to be in, that they were really uncomfortable by. Yeah. And then, I mean, also,
I mean, they would make people like cut their hair. They'd be like, oh, so you want to be a model? Then cut off the three feet of hair you've always had.
Well, they do that on The Amazing Race too. They like make you shave your hair. This was like a long time ago. There was a challenge where it's like, do you want to win? Shave your whole head. And this one girl like had the biggest problem with it. Cause like, obviously it's easier for the guys, and she did it. And I think she won. Yeah. Would you ever do another show?
Yes. We would love to go on Amazing Race.
We talked about The Amazing Race.
That it's, so that's why your face was like, no.
I've heard that one's rigged though. Like I've heard, I know some people who are on it and they were saying that like, yeah, it was kind of set up where they were like, no, like we won, but then they were like holding us back. And then the other team won. And
I think
it was
a few
like,
of the shows are rigged. Like, I don't think Survivor is.
No, I don't think so either.
But maybe like a little bit now where they like, I mean, it's just, it's so weird and convenient when certain people find advantages like under the tree. And it's just like,
they're like, oh my God, a whole happy meal.
Yeah. Like stuff like that is just a little fishy.
We talked about this on Thursday and I'd like to know your opinion.
Yes.
We were really going into this about the COVID thing with Logan.
Yeah.
We were like, what was that? And
yeah.
Also, did they actually quarantine everyone for a few days and then just jumped ahead to the rose ceremony? Like, how are you going to tell us that everyone spent time together? Gabby was making out with him, all that. What?
Well,
one,
I think
no one got COVID. And then two, you just didn't do the cocktail party. And then what?
I think the protocols were definitely fishy.
Right?
He did get COVID. Like, I can 100% confirm that. And a couple other members on production got COVID, too.
Okay.
So they also went home.
Okay. That was part of our question.
So that is 100%. Like, can guarantee that.
Okay, you're helping us a big time.
I think that,
we were like, what?
Don't they, I think they all separate them per rooms.
Yeah.
Now that it's like,
even
there's
Jesse
so many people
left.
Even
going into Gabby's room and all the guys. If they were exposed, like.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my, like, other co-hosts were, like, talking about possibly them, Jesse just, like, filming things and, like, adding it in.
Right.
Like, imagine he does that every single time, like the most dramatic. Like, he just says things and then they're like, oh, if we need to insert this, we can splice
just
it in.
Put it in.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that they probably just didn't follow all the protocols with the quarantining. Like, Logan definitely like had to quarantine like probably before he left the cruise ship. And maybe everyone quarantined for like 48 hours.
Right.
And then they tested
they
them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, they want to get this show moving.
Right.
They don't want to like be delayed in production.
Of course.
So they probably just didn't follow the full protocols, and then they cut his leaving goodbye so that people wouldn't question them,
right?
So that they wouldn't be held to the fire for.
But we were saying, why not FaceTime?
Okay.
Why not even FaceTime?
Yeah, or Zoom.
With Logan? Yeah,
I think there's just two bachelorettes, so there's just not enough time.
Exactly, that's what
there's
I'm saying.
Only
they might
2 hours.
Have done that and cut it.
Yeah, yeah. I would have loved to see him say goodbye, even if he had a mask on at the rose ceremony.
Yeah,
and then I was also
from
saying
behind a window,
he should have left on like a little dinghy boat. They have this big cruise ship.
Oh yeah.
Why has no one sailed to the sea?
Oh, that
why have
so
they not
iconic.
Done that? Literally, especially Logan. That would have been the perfect person to
paddling
do it
with a mask on by himself in the ocean.
Even if it was a green screen, like they could have brought him in and filmed it after
the whole thing. Everyone could have been green
what
screened.
Was the point? The cruise ship was a waste. They didn't film anything on it. They didn't make any jokes about it. Nobody got thrown overboard.
That's so true.
And Jess was saying, she's like, you know, I've been hearing from people it's like a Bachelor in Paradise vibe. There was no Bachelor in Paradise vibe on the cruise ship.
This season was so weird.
I liked it.
No, I like all of them, but it was just awkward.
Yeah.
And like, I liked the two bachelorettes, but then they were so scared to step on each other's toes. And it's just like, calm down.
Did you feel like this season specifically was, I don't know, I just couldn't get past the fact that this season felt the most clearly producer hands and everything. That's what made it feel very strange to me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's very clear that this is being very manhandled
by
producers.
That, and I think we'll see that in Paradise too, with like them separating the guys and the girls. Like, they're really just trying to control everything. And
they're separating the guys and the girls?
Yeah. They're gonna be like separating them like halfway through or something. And there's gonna be like a separate house.
Oh.
So it's gonna be like similar to Love Island.
Oh.
I don't know like all the logistics of it, but it's gonna be a little different. And I think that the producers are
trying to. Wait, do you mean like people have to pick a house?
I don't know exactly how it's gonna go down.
What?
I don't like to ask too many questions to like the contestants I'm friendly with, just because I want to have like authentic recaps.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be different. And I think the producers just know that contestants are so much smarter and so much more resistant to them doing whatever they tell them to do, that the producers are like stepping it up.
Yeah.
To make it more like jail.
Make the environment
more
crazy.
Make it more like that. As if it wasn't crazy enough already.
I wish you went
to Paradise. You would have been so good.
I know. Life had other plans for me.
No, I think it's so funny that when you were on the show, you were 22 and everyone was like, I know. You're never going to get married. You don't want to have kids. And then you're the first fucking one to have kids.
I know. Multiple.
And now also we've talked about before how my season is like the most like fertile group of women ever. There's like six babies that have come out of that season, even though it was like four years ago.
Lauren and Ari and like watching their YouTube channel. And I actually like saw them in Barcelona.
Oh, really?
Like years ago.
That's random. Right?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I like was watching their stories. And like, I literally met them like right after the season aired.
No way.
And I was like, oh my God, they're great. They're so cool.
Yeah. They're sweeties. They're perfect for each other.
Yes.
They're
and they have a lot of kids too.
Yes, yes, they do.
Many children.
Yeah, three.
Yeah, three.
Someone's like, gonna have to have
like
four.
So many.
Like, there's a
like
lot
seven
of
seven children. Hey, three more than I do.
That's true.
I want to get a dog though.
Zero compared to three. Mm-hmm. You know.
How many kids do you have?
Just the one.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta step it up.
I know.
What's going on?
I know. I'm way behind.
Do we need to create another podcast? Like, come on.
I need to catch up with Ari and Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, that. What were we saying? Oh yeah, Paradise and all. I cannot believe they're doing that though with Paradise.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it plays out.
This is gonna be
hectic. Paradise is always good.
Paradise is always so fun
because there's more people. And like our favorites.
Yeah.
So it's like nice to see the dynamics and like the fighting. I miss the fighting this season. Is that a hot take?
No, because we've been saying that the guys, the men themselves are so peaceful. Mm-hmm. The men are very like contained and are
emotionally
like,
mature.
They're like, I don't know, like that hurt my, like the fact we were talking about this last week, there was this crazy teaser where like we were speculating like what's the situation with Logan. We were like, I was like, violence. He fought someone.
Like, I was like, drugs.
I wish.
Yeah.
Right? We had all these theories and we're like, oh, it's COVID. And then also the scene of like, we're like, what's going down with Tino? And then Tino just, you know, had a little
temper tantrum.
Yeah. And that was like, it was about so wild.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that like 80% of the fights are inorganic anyway. Like that's just my opinion. So I feel like the producers just didn't want as many arguments this season because they already have the twist of having two bachelorettes.
I don't know though.
Everyone's probably scared to be the villain.
Maybe, but that's I will tell you what. I always say this from my season. Like, we had Crystal on the season, who's one of the most fabulous people on The Bachelor ever.
Yeah, she is. She is fabulous.
She's just great. But, like, after a certain amount of time, we were all annoyed as fuck with her. Mm-hmm. It's like, I always tell people this. I'm like, if you ever traveled with a best friend and like at the end of a week, you're kind of like really over them and maybe some shit goes
down. Even though you deeply love them. Right. You're just like,
I'm like, no. Imagine getting quarantined, traveling around the world with 15 women or 15 men and you're all dating the same person and competing with each other. Mm-hmm. Like drama organically happens. I will say that because there were fights that we had with Crystal that weren't even
On camera.
Yeah, where we're like annoyed at the airport, you know, or in a bus or whatever the hell. We had to be in so many buses and there's always like little like tiffs going on. But I was blown away that the men haven't really had any of that. Like they don't.
Do you think that's because the cruise ship?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's their dynamic. Because I will say there are some seasons of girls. Like I felt like this, it was kind of the case on Nick Viall's season where like all the girls were really like tight knit. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's usually the one person who's kind of the standout who pisses everybody off. But the only person we really saw with that was Hayden.
Yeah.
And then Hayden didn't even seem to have a lot of beef with the other guys.
You know, he didn't go to the Mental All.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Swear to God, he didn't go. I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know how he got out of it, but like he literally didn't go. And neither did Chris, the guy who talked about fantasy suites in the beginning. He wasn't there either.
Well, then what the hell are they going to do on the Mental All?
Just give Logan a hard time.
No, we said Nate too, though. Nate's probably going to have to because he's going to be on the Mental All.
That's going to happen. And then I guess they're going to tease Paradise. And then Rachel and Gabby, it's like two bachelorettes. So it's like double the amount of airtime they need for each of them.
Oh, that's true. And for the guys to talk about their heartbreaks.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what's
cool?
They're doing fantasy suites two different nights.
I know.
We just saw that.
So I'm assuming Rachel will have one night, Gabby will have one night.
I agree. Okay.
I cannot believe that they're not going to the Mental All.
I know.
How do they get out of that?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Honestly, I literally don't know. Maybe he pulled the dog card.
That's the case.
They kind of made fun of his dog.
Yeah.
And like now they're making fun of COVID. Like by like even perpetuating any conspiracy theory. Like that virus killed how many people?
Right.
Like
that's true. That's like fucked up.
Also, can you believe that Jesse Palmer, this is another thing we were tripping out on. He didn't tell the men that it was COVID?
Well, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. It wasn't aired.
Right, true. But in that thing, he was like, there's a situation. That's all he told them in the scene they aired.
I mean, Jesse's giving the drama. Like, he has to give something. I mean, he's been kind of a dub since he's been here. Like, he needs personality. I think they're scared to let him, like, do too much just because, like, all the host changes and they don't want to compare him to Chris or bring Chris up.
Yeah.
But I think that we need Jesse to give us a little bit more.
I think he's coming into his own.
Well, because
it's taking a little bit of time.
But I will say, remember after the final rose for Clayton season, I felt like he was
bringing the heat
on.
I didn't
that.
Watch it.
I feel like he took it into his hands. There were a few times where I was like, Jesse, like, what are you doing?
Well, and
right
he looks
now?
Like Clayton, so that was kind of fun that to like fun. Meme him. But this season, I mean, he did speak French that one episode.
True. I loved
that. We were impressed.
Which is very impressed.
I was very into that.
I went to France for like 3 days. I learned two words and I forgot one of them. So very impressed.
Yeah, he was
going I want to see him do a little bit more. Maybe on Paradise he will. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Do you guys know stuff about Nate? What's going on? Do either of you guys know?
Yeah, you want to start? I mean, listen, I feel like I just know what's already out there.
Okay,
I know he's going to address it at the Mentel All.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I saw that TikTok
of
the girl like months ago when she posted it.
That was months ago when that came out?
A month ago, month and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
I was tagged in it like 25,000 times.
Yeah.
But I get tagged in those videos every single day and then half of them end up being lies.
Sure.
Right, which then you have to be so careful.
So I just
probably
don't
more
talk,
than half.
Literally.
Yeah.
I won't talk about anything on my TikTok that isn't like already out there already. Like I'm not going to just like make it for no reason, like add to it.
Because I can imagine, I remember when we started doing the podcast, it was like, all of a sudden, all these DMs, whenever the contestants would be announced, and you're like, oh my gosh, then how are you trying to, you know, wade through all of that and know what's true,
it's
what's
sketchy.
Not? It's, yeah.
Especially when people are like, no, I don't want to put my name out there with it. And you're like,
Or they're just not like clear.
Sure.
Like they just make a TikTok with trending sounds. There was a whole series for Clayton, like when all of these girls apparently hooked up with him in Minnesota at Mizzou, and like everyone made a TikTok about it.
Wasn't it the wrong guy? It wasn't him.
Well,
was
that was a different situation where one girl thought she thought her name was Sasha. Shout out Sasha. I followed her from that, but then I ended up unfollowing her because she never like posted an update. Right. But she like literally made a TikTok saying that she hooked up with Clayton.
And it was when he was with Susie.
When he was with Susie. And then Clayton even like had to go on Instagram or whatever and say, this is not true. I'm not in New York.
Yeah.
And then the girl, a picture came out from the security camera and it was definitely not Clayton.
Can you? Oh, my God.
She said that the guy said he was
said
Clayton.
He said
he was
Clayton,
on the Bachelor.
Right?
Yeah, I guess he was lying. Unless she literally made the whole thing up. But yeah, this guy was lying. But the same thing just happened with Kylie Jenner, where the Uber Eats driver or the...
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
This literal driver, it's not Uber Eats, it's something else. What are other
Caviar.
Things?
Postmates?
Not Postmates.
DoorDash.
It's one of those.
Okay.
Literally said, lied and said that he delivered like something for her sandwich because she posted a TikTok about a sandwich. He was like, oh, I had to go to her house to give her this ingredient, and he like made a whole TikTok about it, and he said there was a river, and then he heard the baby crying, and then Kylie, this happened last month. I can't believe you. This guy went viral. It made all the news outlets, everything, and then Kylie posted on her TikTok clearing it up in her comment section, and fans just had to put it together that she was addressing him because she didn't want to comment on his video.
Right.
And they did.
A river? What?
There's no river. Isn't she in like Holmby Hills?
She's like, I am very rich, but there is no river.
There is no river. There might be a
pond. How did she clear it up? Was she just
on
like,
her TikTok? She just explained that she literally called him a liar without saying his name. Like, the lying is disgusting to me. Like, no one saw my baby. Like, something like that.
Whoa. Mm.
So, like, anyone can make up anything.
Anyone can make up anything.
And then go viral. And it's fucked up. And like, honestly, like as a journalist, as host, like we have to really like be careful because we're only going to perpetuate it or bring it further.
Okay, Broads, quick pause. So maybe summer break is already over in your house, or maybe you're still soaking up every last possible second. That's what we're doing over here. Either way, just because school is starting for your little learners doesn't mean that you've got to stop all the fun exploration and playtime that happens outside the classroom. You can keep it going all year long with KiwiCo, the subscription box that brings you crates of science and art projects for kids of all ages.
KiwiCo, I cannot say enough good things about them. I just got a couple crates for my friends who just had babies because they have crates for every single age. They even have a really cute little one for like infants and toddlers. Everything's age specific though, and it's built on a central theme. And then they teach a subject every month in a comprehensive way to your child. So for the older kids, of course, it might be something like flight and aerodynamics that they're learning about. And in that crate, there's going to be three to five projects all about flight, like building a stomp rocket, decorating a kite that your kids can fly. Maybe another box might be about gears and mechanics, and they're going to learn how to build a working robot. These are real examples, by the way. These projects are super cool, and everything you need comes included in the crate.
That is literally what got me hooked on KiwiCo, because all parents and caretakers can relate to going to do a craft with your kiddo and then spending 30 minutes trying to find the glue sticks. It's infuriating. KiwiCo has you totally covered, and the crafts are done in a way that the kids can really take charge. I love watching Ember lead the way and gain confidence as she learns new subjects. It's so much fun to watch, and we have a blast building the projects together each month.
You can make summer and fall a new learning adventure every month with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus you get free shipping on any crate line with code CHATTYBROADS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month, half off, so give it a try. Why not? You're going to love it. 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code CHATTYBROADS. KiwiCo.com, code CHATTYBROADS.
Broad Squad, listen up, because we're about to talk about something important here, and that is mental health. When it comes to making sure your mental health is in tip-top shape, there really isn't wiggle room. It has to be a top priority. And let me tell you from experience, as soon as you get serious about putting yourself and your mental well-being first, the positive effects in other areas of your life become apparent. But it all starts with your mental well-being. Talkspace is making it easier than ever to be proactive about your mental health starting today.
Yes, today. And for a lot of people, for me, that was the hardest part, getting started, or even the thought of getting started, trying to find a therapist that's a good match for you. It's very overwhelming. But with Talkspace, they make it really easy to get going, because it's an online mental health platform and they meet you right where you're at. And when you get started, you sign up, they immediately match you with the provider that they think is the best fit for you from their pool of thousands of therapists that specialize in dozens of different areas, all the way from anxiety to trauma to relationship issues to anger management. Whatever area you feel you need help with, Talkspace has a therapist that can expertly guide you through it.
And once you've matched, you can message with your therapist 24/7 as things come up for you, and even set up video sessions when you feel ready. Talkspace makes getting your mental health in check more accessible than ever. We cannot recommend it enough.
And as a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code CHATTY. You're going to get $100 off your first month, and you can show your support for the show. That's code CHATTY at Talkspace.com.
Do you feel like that pressure a lot when because you're putting out videos
every day, five times a day, seven times a day if it's a busy day? That's how I make my money. Yeah. I get paid on views.
Sure.
All the time. Not as much in the beginning, because I didn't realize anyone was watching me. Like, uh-huh. Even when I would get like hundreds of thousands, millions of views, I wouldn't even like think. I would be like, I'm just home. Like, no one cares. Like, even the comments. But then after a while, and I started going out and getting invited to events, I realized that people actually are watching my videos, and now half these people I'm talking about are following me. So I definitely feel pressure to like make them happy and like keep that relationship. But then at the end of the day, like, how close are we? Like, we're just friendly. Right. Like, we just DM here and there. Like, some people I talk to more, so I'll definitely
it's not personal, it's
people,
just business.
But I need to give my opinion.
Right.
To give my honest opinion. Otherwise I would be doing a disservice. But I always keep my page positive, especially the last year, maybe not as much in the beginning because I was younger and immature. But like, if you look at my videos, I always show both sides of the story, always give the benefit of the doubt. I'm the first person to defend a villain. Like to be positive, because that's just who I am.
Yeah, do a really good job of like, it's a news take too. Mm-hmm. It's very like journalist.
Because I'm a host, and
you're
that was
host,
my whole goal.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be a tea spiller.
Yeah. Right, right.
Wait, what's your TikTok handle also?
Zachary Reality.
Okay, it's Zachary Reality.
On everywhere. Yeah. Zachary Reality branded. Let it be known.
Well, okay, so what is your opinion on the Nate thing though? I still want to go back to that.
Yeah,
do you think that, I think based on everything I saw, which I felt like it was all pretty incriminating. I know, sure, there's two sides to every story, but what's the fucking other side?
He'll share it at the mental all.
Like, apparently so.
And I heard it went really well for him. And I heard that production and Gabby was like, all I can judge is based on what I know about you. You were a gentleman. The audience. I talked to a couple girls in the audience. They were clapping.
When was this filmed?
Last Thursday, August 9th, like last week.
Okay, so it was after everything came out.
After everything came out. I think we have to hear him out.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. I mean, like, he seems like he cheated on someone. And, like, I don't know how you hide your kid. Yeah. Well, what he said was, what he said is that he didn't know how to date after his divorce. He didn't know how to bring someone into it. Maybe he felt guilt. Maybe he was embarrassed. And he just didn't know how to handle the situation.
What about having, like, two separate Valentine's Day dinners and showering gifts and vacations?
If he wasn't serious with the girl and maybe she thought it was more than what it was.
Yeah, I mean, that
Or they had
happens.
An open relationship. Mm-hmm. Or, we don't know his side. Yeah. We know her side, but we don't even know all of her side because she doesn't, she said she didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
Or the Laurie girl's side.
Yeah, we'll hear him out. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. I mean, I think it's shady. I don't think he's going to be The Bachelor.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think they'll try to clear
it up?
And
I think that his Instagram caption with "My journey continues," the show told him to do that. That's just my take.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because they will say stuff after the show, you know, like just general stuff. Like, you know, just I think it would be good. They say very general stuff. Like, I think it would be good for future opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you do this,
you
then
say,
you're
my
like,
my journey is continuing.
Yeah.
And then I'm shocked that so many people fall for that. Everyone's running with it now. Like, oh, he's going to be The Bachelor. He's going to be The Bachelor. I'm like, we have 4 more episodes left. Like, we're about to see heartbreak at the end.
Right.
Like, we're about to fall in love and get to know people. And then that's when they become The Bachelor.
Well, and also Bachelor in Paradise. Who are we gonna fall in love with?
But which was already filmed.
Right.
Right. So
but they usually don't even tell who's the Bachelor until like when they announce it. Literally.
But now everyone finds out. Like Clayton, there was pictures online everywhere.
That's but they true. Released Clayton super early.
Before
didn't
Michelle's
didn't
season even started.
Right.
But I wonder if
that's
they released
not
things
usual.
Because like people spot them and take pictures and post it. So then they have no choice but to release
it. Yeah, they want to do it before it gets
even
too
more
big.
Hype. Yeah,
but
yeah.
All I know is like for Ari's season, they told him the night before he went on Good Morning America.
That was so shocking.
That was so shocking.
I think I was like pissed off at the time because I was going through my Finsta recently and I was just like so mad that they chose him. I was like, was Peter not available? I was so mad. But then I ended up liking him towards the end.
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a dramatic ending. We need more of that.
Yeah, no, he was great.
Someone just said the other day, they were like, I stopped watching after Ari's season. Like, that was, I mean, it was a good season.
I don't think anyone could be The Bachelor for me to stop watching. It would either be my personal decision to stop watching the show or the show would just die.
We're down for Pilot Pete season 2.
We want Pilot Pete round 2.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't it be great?
It's not going to happen.
Which, yeah, I was going to say, speaking of, can we talk about Pilot Pete and Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. So
guys, tell me.
Okay,
me.
So you know how a couple weeks ago I had mentioned that
did you know this?
What?
She does not.
Got spotted together. Spotted.
No.
They're spotted together. Pilot Pete and Kelly. So numerous weeks ago on one of our episodes, I had said to Becca
that's the only thing I knew of.
That when on one of the Bachelor in the City episodes, they'd had the psychic on, right? And the psychic had said like something about for Pete, it'll be a love of his past that comes back.
Really?
And then he started following Kelly again on Instagram right after. And so people were like,
what?
But that feels so on brand for Pete of him being like, the psychic said is someone from my past. It's Kelly.
Psychics
gotta hit her up.
Don't get everything right.
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
Especially when you're reading through a Zoom. Right. They don't always know.
And also, there are a lot of people in Pete's past. It doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, but the other ones are like engaged to like billionaires, professional football players.
No, we're just talking about since The Bachelor.
Just
I think
nights
been
out, you know what I mean?
Nights out, out of town. There's been
so
many women in his past,
sure.
I think.
They were spotted together. At the airport? Was that where
they were
it was?
At a Cubs game.
They were at a Cubs game.
So okay. They were at...
You're like, I was there.
I wasn't there, but I talked to his publicist. Uh-huh. Okay, they were... they were at the game. Like, they have the same manager.
Okay.
Oh,
so they were with the management
Laurie
team.
Laurie K?
It's not Laurie K. Oh. Someone else. I don't know who the manager is.
Okay.
They were at the... Like, I guess they were just at the game together in a group of friends, and then maybe they went to go get, like, a hot dog by themselves. Purposely, okay. Not purposely, I don't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Uh-huh.
But I think at this point, like, you know, they broke up so long ago. They could be friendly.
Whatever.
Be cordial.
They could be dating again.
They're definitely not dating, though.
They're not?
Okay, they're not dating. Okay. No, okay. I was really... Listen, I love me some Pilot Pete, and I love when there's chaos surrounding him.
I wanted him to go to paradise.
So badly.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
Oh
no.
I don't know exactly why he didn't go, but I mean, surprised. They said the con. He said like they couldn't figure out a contract, so maybe he didn't get enough money or accommodations because he was a lead.
Yeah, and like, not to mention he does have his pilot career. Like whenever we try to try to record with Bachelors in the City, it's always like literally they're like, "Well, what about November 16th? We know he has the day off from his pilot schedule."
He's a busy man.
Well, he said he took off.
Oh, really?
To do the show and changed his mind last minute.
For Paradise.
For Paradise. Yeah, he didn't end up going.
Interesting.
Do you think if he would have gone on that they would have continued to give him that Pilot Pete type edit? Or do you think they would have given him like kind of a more redemption? Not that, I mean, it was just chaotic at the end.
I don't know. I think there's so much room to work with to make him like a villain.
Yeah.
That it would have been great. I mean, do you watch Bachelor Pad back in the day?
Yes, I did.
Remember when Jake Pavelka showed up? He was the Bachelor. Oh, and then when he went to Bachelor Pad, he got like a villain edit.
Bachelor Pad was so good. That was so good. The trashiest version of The Bachelor ever.
It was so good. It was like Survivor. You vote people out. The Bachelor, you got to find love. And then there's challenges.
It was fully MTV, ABC colliding.
Or not even MTV. What's the really trashy one?
VH1.
It was, to me, it was like VH1. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
such good TV.
When I went on The Bachelor, we were in the mansion and they'd be like, oh, here's where blah, blah, blah had sex on Bachelor Pad. Here's where these people had sex on Bachelor Pad, like everywhere around the mansion.
That's really funny.
Which was interesting.
They need to bring that back because I feel like Paradise is getting boring. Boring, maybe
it's getting
boring.
We'll see what they do this season.
Yeah, we'll see the season. They're doing this new twist.
They're trying to refresh it.
But if they want to refresh it, they should do Bachelor Pad again. Bachelor in real life. Like get a group of them in New York City or Nashville and just have them live their life and hook up and date.
True life or real,
Zachary,
real world. Real world Bachelor.
Because that makes so much sense. And I'll executive produce the show in 30 years. No one's gonna do it before that.
Yeah, they've tried the other ones like that Winter Games. Great. That was whatever.
Okay. No, but a reality really style. Like
they could call it like Batch World or something like that. Tennessee.
Because people are so invested in these people, maybe not as much anymore the past couple years, but like from a few years ago, like there's so many people who have such big followings that we would be so interested to see.
And it's like you're so spot on with like Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. It would be like the New York Bachelor version, the San Diego Bachelor version.
They should do it in San Diego.
Here's another idea. You could also make it more of a competition style show and put couples on too. Some of the favorite couples from the past seasons. You know what I mean?
God. Yeah.
I'll come on.
A couple.
So, you're like, I'm there.
or even the single part of like, you know, people who have I'm setting this up for myself is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have different ideas
for you. I want you guys to do like a vloggy behind the scenes of your life.
That'd be fun.
Like put on your Patreon if you want.
I'm down.
And like record the studio, like what you're doing, getting ready and like just see how that goes.
I'm down.
Make your own reality show.
I need someone to produce it though.
I will produce it.
Please produce it.
See, I want to be a producer.
I do love reality. Like being...
It's so like the reality.
I like being on reality TV.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so fun.
The only thing I'm concerned about is having someone follow me around on my nights out because those get weird.
That's what people want to see.
Well, that's when you cut off because it's your show, so you can do what you
True.
Want.
You
but
can
I
watch it back and
taste.
Trim it around.
You watch it back. It's like what the Kardashians do. They are the executive producers.
Right.
They cut out parts all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like being on a reality show because I also like being on other people's podcasts. I like when people are asking me about me.
Yeah.
And like then I get to, you know, I don't know. Fun.
She had a moment with talking about Real Housewives.
I wasn't talking to anyone.
But I'm saying you put it out there and there was definitely reception.
Wait, you want to be on Real Housewives?
Maybe one day.
But like Orange County?
Yeah, I'd have to be.
They have to just create a new version. They're doing a new show, Paris, like sister, like friends. They're calling them, I don't know what it's called, but it's in Paris, a group of girlfriends on Bravo.
That's fun.
Ooh, that's
I'm not going to watch it.
No.
I don't need another show on Bravo to watch following a group of women.
There's too many housewives
and Jersey Housewives, my favorite of all time.
The Jersey. It's
so good. Have you guys seen it?
No. I'm starting from like the beginning of Jersey Housewives.
You have?
Because I never watched it.
Okay.
And then after watching Girls Trip, the first one, I'm like, I gotta dive in.
There's a lot going on right now because
okay.
Teresa just got married and Melissa didn't go to the wedding and neither did Joe, her brother. There was a huge fight and they just didn't go to the wedding like 2 days before.
Oh,
isn't that crazy? And
that
there's a wedding special. Don't worry.
Wait,
there's
I'm
a
so
wedding
excited.
Special.
I need to
there's,
see
you
Teresa.
Need to catch up.
Wait, here's something to talk about that we did not think about on our roster. All the Britney stuff with
Britney Spears.
Britney, yes, and what's his face?
Kevin Federline.
Kevin, Is K-Fed the one that's dropping all the tea right now?
Yeah. He posted like a video of Britney like reprimanding her kids.
Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. Because that was the most normal video I've ever seen or heard in my life.
I haven't seen it, but I literally did like a panel on it for work.
Really?
And I just like, I was like, I got the gist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can I play this audio clip? Because it's the most normal thing. Hold on.
Pause. I'm turning the air on.
Do it.
Go for it.
Okay. This is not all of it. I've only seen this clip. He posted a few.
Beep. So sorry, broads, but the audio clip of Britney Spears had to be removed due to copyright. You can find it online. So sorry again, broads. Okay, we're back. Beep.
That's one of the clips. What is wrong with that? She's talking to her teenage sons.
I guess it was a little rude. You're weird.
Sure. Listen. No, she said you're weird because you're going through puberty. Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay. Like,
it's elevated. But
have any of you guys ever fought with your parents?
Absolutely.
Before?
And it's been way worse than that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we still get along and we're fine.
And we're fine.
That's exactly my point. And she's also saying, by the way, she's going, no, I care about you more than you'll know. And I don't know what to say to you now. I don't know what to say. Sometimes I can't handle it. I'm like, that to me is like pretty good parenting in the middle of a heated argument with your family. Fair. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Like, barely anything about this, but all that I could grasp just from like, you know, the few little things I know is I'm just like, K-Fed, why now?
Like, why?
She's
that's
like,
true. Why post that in general?
Why
what
now?
Does she do?
Like, she literally has gone through all of this trauma and is finally like starting to live her life. And now all of a sudden,
is she like engaged?
She's married.
Yeah, she just got married, right?
Yeah.
So let her be happy. Maybe
just
he's
let
jealous.
Her be.
Maybe he's trying to destroy it because he's a little jealous. There was no reason to air your family's dirty laundry out like that.
I don't get it.
Again, and who took that video?
He did, I guess. I don't know.
No, he definitely wasn't there.
Oh.
Did one of the kids take it?
Maybe one of the kids.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, we didn't like do that back in the day when I was a teenager. Right. When I was fighting with my mom, we didn't have that. No. Just run around the kitchen.
I mean, I don't know. I just heard that clip and I was like, that's not really that crazy to me.
It's
like,
not.
But anyway, yeah, I was just like, I don't get why he's coming forward with all that now. It's not like he's about to drop an album.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is
that's
he trying to stir
thing.
Up drama in
I'm
media?
I'm always like trying to like get to the center of like the purpose of all of this. And it's like, okay, there was clearly a time where, you know, her name was in the media quite frequently and some of her family members were coming out and saying negative things about her.
Jamie
and
Lee?
They were were getting a lot of heat for it and he was quiet and now all of a sudden he's saying something.
I thought that I had the unpopular opinion about the Jamie Lynn thing. I was like, I mean, she was just talking about, I know that she had the book and all of that and people were like upset about it.
She has to promote her book.
She has to promote her book. But also I felt like a lot of stuff in her book was just like talking about her story. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes with family memoirs. It's like someone's going to probably get pissed about the shit that you write. That's nothing new.
Family's messy. Like, you do not want your family drama to be in the media.
Well, welcome to the Spears family, though.
Yeah.
It's like, that's nothing
it's,
new.
And, you know, it's when you have your children in the limelight at such a young age, I feel like it's very rare that you see parents who have their kids, like, in the limelight so young.
Yeah.
Coming out looking like healthy parents.
Totally.
AKA Addison Rae's dad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you guys keep up with that TikTok drama?
I've only just seen the coverage of it.
Okay.
I'll give the little recap for the listeners at home. Addison Rae, huge TikToker. Basically, the videos and photos and stuff came out of her dad looking like he was cheating on her mom. She unfollowed him on Instagram and so did her mom, and her mom put like single mom in her bio.
Yeah.
And then now it's getting messier on Barstool. What's his name?
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy.
Yeah,
who the fuck
Young
is
Gravy.
That, first
I don't know.
Of all?
He's some
I don't know.
Artist.
But this is not like old news to like anyone. Like Monty has totally been like a little bit of a creep for a while.
Yeah,
right.
Well.
So it's kind of like,
it's so
I
sad.
Wonder if like fame let it get to him or if he was always like that.
Well, it's kind of so sad. Some of these like child star people's parents are just so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, Jake and Logan Paul's dad and like, ew! Anyway, a lot of weirdos. And I mean, you do kind of, I'm like, okay, even with like Justin Timberlake and Ryan Gosling, like, wasn't one of them literally living with the other as a child during Mickey Mouse Club? Because they were like, who's the Canadian one of the two?
I don't know.
No idea. Okay.
Right. You're talking like major pop culture now, and like that's not even my niche.
Yeah,
that's
like, not my brand. I only know.
Here's my point. One of them was like living with the other one's family because, as a child, because they were doing Mickey Mouse or what was Mickey Mouse Club, whatever.
Okay.
Think about that for a second. Think about if you sent Ember to another country to be a child star and she's living with someone else's family. I'm sorry. You have to be a certain level of a little bit weird to be putting your child in that situation. So when these families are moving to, uprooting their whole lives to like move to LA as like for their teenagers, like TikTok career and stuff like that, it does just make me raise my eyebrows. It's just a little bit of an alert where I'm like, okay, what's going on here?
I don't even know if weird would be the correct term. I'm like, well, sketchy.
But like, Addison and Charlie, those are like the parents who have the most involved parents, whatever. They became so big and they got so many opportunities in LA and they weren't old enough to get their own place. Yeah. So I understand why the parents wanted to kind of whatever. And it makes sense for the D'Amelios who now have a reality show off of it. But Addison's parents are just not handling it the best way. And Addison's career also is like, you know,
it's always all over the place. It's just,
she did too much at once. Mm. Like, she put out a song and then she was in a movie and then she started a fragrance line, a makeup line, and was trying to get on Kardashians. Like, she did all of this within like 6 months and was a TikTok star. So now it's just like,
my heart like breaks.
What's your brand? What are you doing?
Like, when especially like on social media, people are starting so young and all the mistakes you're making in public. I just can't even wrap my brain around.
That's kind of the thing I'm talking about with the families too. It's like, I know that they're having this opportunity with a career, but especially when you have like a younger teen, because granted, I mean, how old is,
well, Addison's now like 20 or 21.
She's 21.
She's got like a 14.
How old is the older D'Amelio?
Dixie's like 20 and then Charlie's like 17.
Oh, they're young. So they started out young. Like,
I think 16.
That's something 15. That, yeah, I mean, at that age.
They're like the Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, and Selena Gomez to the generation now. Like, that's who because they grew up on social media.
So it's a lot of pressure.
Our Disney Channel stars are like their
And the difference
stars.
Is with like a Miley or a Demi, you have a script and then your moments that might be your mistakes are caught via paparazzi.
True.
But social media posting every day. Ooh,
that's a lot.
That's so
much. You know,
much
I worked
pressure.
At Saddle Ranch for 2 months.
Oh, stop. Really?
Mm-hmm. Which was like the TikTok hotspot.
And,
I worked in it during the TikTok hotspot.
No,
like during the
way.
Halloween era, like there was the Hollywood Fix and all the paparazzi outside every time I went to work.
Was it just madness?
Yes, it was madness. And it was so much fun.
Oh, I was like the best people watching.
Well, I mean, it was
ever.
Hard because like I was a host.
Yeah.
But then they also made me bus tables sometimes, which was like literally
and then just like
the hell.
Slowly.
So then I bus tables and then I'm like talking to Nikita Dragon and then my manager like yells at me like, get out of there. Because they know I'm going to want to talk to everybody. It was a
You're
time.
Like slowly picking up the plates and forks.
Uh-huh. I'm like, I can't carry all that. And I actually couldn't. I can only carry so
my
much.
Arms.
Yeah, it was during the pandemic. I needed a job.
Yeah,
like
of
it was
course.
A rough time during the pandemic when it first started. I literally moved here 6 months before the pandemic.
No. Yeah,
I didn't have a job when I first moved here. Like, I literally just was like, fuck it. I'm moving to LA. I moved right after college. I started driving for Uber. My first like 5 or 6 months, I was an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to work at a restaurant at first.
Yeah.
And I wanted like to leave my options open. Uber driver, you can clock in when you want,
that's
clock
true.
Out when you want. And then I was having so much fun exploring the city.
That's true. And you get to really know your way around
and see
where people are going, you know, at night and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fun. And then you get to find out where you want to live and like all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is really
that's a
cool.
good way to get to know a city.
I know. Honestly, I actually should tell people to do that.
Yeah.
Like, start driving for Uber.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like DoorDash you can't do, or Postmates you can't do in LA. There's no parking. How are you going to pull over to get the food?
That
and then where are you going to leave your car?
So much. People just have their hazards on, and then the food's taking too long, and they're about to get a ticket.
And people could be generous tippers in LA. If you pick, you drive around in the right neighborhoods.
That's very true.
You can make your money.
Pick the right conversations.
You pick the right conversations. You can make your money. I have people give me cash, like straight up, like $50, $100.
Wow.
Just because.
Amazing.
People have money here.
they do.
Welcome to LA.
You got to find out how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
How to get it from them. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Back to Addison's raised dad. So this young Gravy said on a podcast, I guess, was going to take out Addison Rae's mom on a date or whatever.
Okay.
And then her dad started going off on this whole thing of like, I'm going to fight Young Gravy. And
that's ridiculous. He's a grown man with children. Like, what is he doing?
He's just so embarrassing. He was just flexing in the TikTok.
So embarrassing. Like, he was literally
Let's just say that he's definitely like coked out.
That's definitely the vibe. So Tana Mojo is the one who's like come out and blatantly talked about that. She was just like initially on her podcast canceled before it stopped.
Before it got canceled.
She didn't last long. She alluded. I know. Yeah, they don't really know why it ended. There's the rumors.
There's so many rumors. I don't think it's that serious.
I think she probably just wasn't making enough money.
Maybe. I think there's so many people who start podcasts just without actually like caring about it or wanting to do it.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of work.
It's a commitment. Like you're creating a show. Or if you're not ready, start a podcast and do like 12 episodes and then take a few months off and then do another 12.
Yeah. Yes, but to commit to like a weekly or bi-weekly, it's a lot.
Not to mention if she's making a Lord knows shit tons of money on other social media platforms, it's sort of like, okay, what return am I getting from this thing that I'm investing
so
much time
in? She's making the most on OnlyFans. So stick to that.
Oh my God, yeah, I forgot.
OnlyFans.
But she had said initially on her podcast canceled that she alluded to a famous TikToker's parent being inappropriate with like younger women and doing the cocaine.
Yeah.
And then she later ended up talking about how it was Monty when certain things were coming out, because the whole drama, I feel like, initially started where people were like, oh my God, he's cheating on Addison's mom. But now it's come out that they had been separated for a long time
I will say this. I went to like a Prime Video creator party like 2 months ago. Yeah. Everyone is there that's like you can imagine from TikTok.
Yeah.
Everybody was under 30 except for Monty. Like, why were you there? No shade. I mean, he's got more followers than me. Like, go for it. But like, why are you the only father there? Like,
that's
we're all at a club. We're watching like Charlie Jordan DJ. Like, why is he even there? Addison's not there.
That's so embarrassing. Oh, and his daughter isn't there.
That's one of the things that I remember Tana mentioning.
Oh, no.
One of like the parties at Delilah's that was like a party. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I get with like, typically with an Addison or the D'Amelios, the parents have to go because they're underage. But she's like, Addison's never there. Monty's always there by himself, to your point.
Ew, that's gross.
LA could suck you up.
Yeah.
And like, spit you right out.
Suck you up. So I feel like that's what happened to him, and he's going to hit rock bottom until he does. And then he'll get it together. I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Give him a couple years. Him back to Louisiana.
That's just so sad to me, though, when like someone is not. I mean, like, he should know how that's affecting his family, like his fucking children.
Left. She's in Italy. Like, she's just like, I'm leaving the country.
It's like,
it's so sad.
The crazy part, though, is that he won't take out of his Instagram bio that he's married to her mom.
Is that cute? Is that romantic?
Her says single mom, because she's like, no,
she's changing hers like weekly. So we got to get daily updates. By the time this podcast comes out, it could be mom of anything.
She's on like Twitter now.
Literally. Young Gravy's girlfriend. Literally.
Monty's ex-wife, Addison's mom, entrepreneur.
But no, you feel...
In the middle of divorce.
You feel so...
About to sign the papers. Currently pending divorce papers at courthouse.
In current negotiations.
I'm getting the house. Yeah.
Literally.
But no, it's so sad because it's like, again, you have Addison who's in the limelight already. And then there's younger kids at home. Her brothers are younger than her. And he's just out here. And the biggest issue then is like all the allegations about him with all these younger women just being super inappropriate.
Ew.
And so Tana is coming for him. And then he is now like saying really inappropriate things about Tana on his TikTok.
Ew.
It's not good.
Ew.
It's not okay.
Speaking of splits, though, let's talk about one that we have not gotten to talk about on the podcast yet. Pete and Kim. I want to talk about it. And I also have never been more excited for a new season of something than the next season of the Kardashians coming out in September.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so good.
For sure. Now they like know what they're doing.
I adored season one. Like,
I thought it was good.
I'm not a big reality show watcher, honestly. Like, I more than most people, like, I'll watch a season here, watch a season there. I'm not pretty heavily invested in.
Do you watch other shows that aren't reality TV?
Not really.
I'm you just not don't watch a lot of shows.
I'm not a big TV person.
Fair enough.
She's crafty and reads.
I'm on Instagram and TikTok far too much is really what it is. But if I really get hooked on something, you know, then I'll watch it. But I got fucking hooked on the Hulu Kardashians show. I never really watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It was kind of in and out. But I was
Who's your favorite
on this new season? Kim's my fave. Okay. I mean, Chris is my favorite. Okay. Obviously.
I was her for Halloween last year. I'll send you a picture.
That is fun.
It was really iconic. I had the wig, like a white suit on. See, my favorite is like Kim, maybe Chloe, maybe Kylie. Like, I just keep changing my mind.
I'm also in it for the clips of Kanye, too. I'm like, I want to see him.
He was in last season a little bit. He won't be in the next one, but Pete's going to be in it.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Pete's going to be in it, but now they broke up. So it's like so awkward.
And I'm also wondering if like Kanye's. Okay. So I want to talk. Speaking of K's, I want to talk about it because there's like so many theories about their breakup. I also want to talk about this, Jess. I didn't realize until Kim and Pete's breakup that he had the initials of her kids tattooed on his neck.
And he got branded.
Which is like a new term.
A new term. Like new he like term. Had, I don't know if it
branded.
Was her
like
name.
A branded tattoo.
Oh, branded.
Like my girlfriend's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but he got one. Yeah, one, though, that it was like it was literal branding, like burning.
Yeah, of Kim.
Yeah.
No. That's fine. The initials
of the children.
Of her kids.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
No. This is when I heard that, I got pissed. Yeah. I've always been iffy about the relationship. That one got me heated. Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know, that one, can you fucking imagine, I'm sorry, I gotta have a moment for this one. Can you fucking imagine if Gray and I broke up and not less than a year later, my new boyfriend got Ruth and Frank's initials on his chest or on his neck?
I would not be
pleased. No, it's weird, but I don't even take these people seriously.
No, I know. Like, but
how could
thinking
you?
As the other, like, okay, first of all, as the parent, as the one dating them, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you
she
doing that?
She did an interview with Ellen and kind of talked a little bit about it. And she was just saying that, like, he's a tattoo guy. Yeah. This is what he
does.
Like, people who are tattoo people do that all. Like, they have to get a tattoo every month.
I just cannot get over
if you
the kid's
me
initials.
To put anything on my body right now, I probably wouldn't. Sure. I don't even have that many. I'd be like, sure.
Yeah. I could not get over the Kim thing. My girlfriend, my girl's a lawyer, whatever. Stupid. I think it's stupid, but whatever. Fine. Do you. The kid's initials was something I could not get over. That to me was really fucking weird and really fucking crossing a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so instigating to me.
I would not
of Kanye.
Happy.
So you think he was provoking Kanye?
I mean, regardless of whether or not it was intentional, that is extremely provocative.
It is. It's so weird. So they broke up. I guess everyone is saying that because he's, you know, doing a movie in Australia, that the long distance is becoming a factor as
Did
well.
Did they officially come out and say that they broke up?
Like maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they put a statement out. They're better off as friends.
Okay.
I think some sources were saying that he's also a little immature and she wants a man.
I mean, he's 28. She's 42. They're in different places in life.
Yeah,
the
such
bros
different places.
Talked about this. Like, she's got like four kids.
And they're in different sides of the country.
Yeah.
Like, isn't he in Staten Island? I can't even say
King
that.
Yeah, king of Staten Island.
Have you been to Staten Island? Like, come on. I can't believe he lives there. I honestly never thought it was super real.
No,
I never shipped it. I never was invested in it.
Thank
I
you.
Never cared.
Thank you. That's me.
Never once did I care about their relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
At all.
About the same
so
way.
I don't care. I'm gonna watch the show.
Yeah, are you interested to actually see their dynamic on the season
before they broke up? But what are they changing all the edits now?
No, I don't think so. I also
think they might get back together when the show starts in September.
Interesting.
Starting in September 22nd, I think.
Yeah, interesting.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, or if they announced like a baby name.
Well, but I mean, so my god,
interesting.
Right before the show comes out, he
gets another initial tattooed to add
Zachary
to that
one. Producer, are you hearing this right now?
It's insane.
I like that.
Okay, broads, one more quick pause. So, writing is one of those things that just did not ever come all that easily to me. Talking, sure, no problem. I've got things to say, obviously. Podcast, I love to talk. Just ask my family. They'll tell you exactly how much I love to talk. But when it comes to writing, it was always a struggle for me. But now I have a secret tool that makes all my writing sound as good on paper as it does in my head. And that's Grammarly.
For a long time, I had no idea that something like Grammarly existed. And I wish I knew sooner because it's an all-in-one writing tool, and it helps you communicate in clear, concise ways more easily than ever. It doesn't matter if it's a pitch for something in your career, or if it's a thank you note to a friend, or even a nice Yelp review for your favorite local coffee shop or whatever. Grammarly is the perfect tool for every job, no matter the size or scale. It's free to download. It works where you do. So that means like within the programs you're already using to write, you don't have to change anything about your current process. You can change your, you can check your spelling, punctuation, and you can get, this is the coolest part. You get suggestions on how to shift your tone based on your audience.
And if you go for Grammarly's premium membership, you'll get access to even more features like their clarity-focused sentence rewrites. Sometimes you don't even realize how poorly a sentence is written until it's rewritten for you. Hello, it's me. It's been an eye-opening experience, to say the least, but I always appreciate sending off an email knowing that it's been proofed by Grammarly.
Get more time in your day with confidence in your work with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/chatty to sign up for a free account. And when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium, you can get 20% off by being our listener. Get 20% off at Grammarly, GRAMMARLY.com/chatty. So just go to grammarly.com/chatty.
Schools are, of course, magical places where kids can learn and grow and explore and make friends. But you also know about the germ part of it. You know, when you sent the little ones off to their first day of school last week, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but they're going to probably be bringing some of the new school year germs back home. It's just a fact, but you can get ahead of it now by giving your immune system and theirs some extra support with the help of one of our favorite products, Propolis Immune Support Throat Spray by Beekeepers Naturals.
Oh, I love this stuff. I have it in my purse at all times. Definitely always have it with me when I travel. And what I like is that the kids like the way it tastes too. So when I need a little immune boost for them, aka all the time, I love that I can just do a couple, you know, like four sprays in their mouths. It's very easy. And Propolis Immune Support Spray, boom, you get the extra immune support you need. Also, Google the benefits of Propolis. It is a very, very powerful thing that can really help your body.
All of Beekeeper's products are made super clean too, by the way, which makes me feel good about using them so often. They're certified natural and always third-party tested and free of pesticides, fillers, and anything else artificial. Propolis Immune Support has become my go-to wellness product now. I use it every day. I love it. And today, Beekeepers Naturals is offering you an exclusive offer. Go to beekeepersnaturals.com/chatty. to get 25% off your first order. That's BEEKEEPERSNATURALS.com/chatty. That's beekeepersnaturals.com/chatty. Or enter code chatty to get 25% off your first order. Also, Beekeepers Naturals products are available at Target, Whole Foods, CVS, and Walgreens. Start feeling better every day today.
Well, you know, I don't think they would go back and change it, because also when season one came out, let's not forget, there was all the drama going on with Pete and Kanye and Kim and all that. And they still had all the clips of Kanye in the season looking really good, actually, too, on that first season. Right.
I don't think she'll ever want to make him look bad.
No,
he does that on his own.
No, it's true. She's always been so diplomatic, but she's always also been very diplomatic and has always spoken really well of him.
When she did Not Skinny But Not Fat, the interview with Amanda, she was extremely diplomatic and talked about their relationship in a way that it's like, yeah, he's done things that are obviously upsetting to me, well, but it's even the father of my children. And
even beyond diplomatic, though, she went above and beyond that, where she's like, he's an amazing like friend, an amazing dad, like an amazing person, like you don't even, none of you know him. Like she kind of like low-key went off on people and was like, I'm a big girl, like I can handle my shit, like back the fuck up.
Well, anything she says creates headlines for months to come. Like, of course they're gonna be so delicate. I also think they do take the high road.
They continue to stay in their exes' lives, as we see with Chloe, who just had a second child
with Tristan,
which that was then, that news dropped the same day as the Pete and Kim breakup.
And you know what? I had to pull over on the side of the road to make a TikTok about it. I was on my way to Venice and I was about to celebrate my 3-year anniversary and I had to pull over to make a TikTok. It was breaking news.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It's a big moment.
I want to know about the timeline with this. This is what I was really trying to dive into because so that baby was born then early August.
Well, they were saying that they did it via surrogate before she found out that he was having a baby with someone else because it takes 10 months.
That's what I thought because... Yeah, they would have started doing that process with the surrogate in
November of last year. 3 years she's been talking about having another baby.
Yeah.
Going to appointments.
Because that all broke like kind of around New Year's-ish, didn't it?
Yeah. So then the tea is that while he was trying to have another baby with her, Chloe via surrogate, he knew that Mara Lee was pregnant and didn't even tell her. Don't you think she would have wanted to know? So Tristan is such a scumbag. Why has he never done a podcast or an interview? Why has he not done one? I want to hear what he has to say.
The man's got issues.
But he has to do a tell-all podcast. Like, he has to.
I think the only thing he's got to tell all about is his own fucking issues.
Well, then tell us.
Yeah. Right? I think people might actually know. I know.
Maybe we can give him grace.
I know. What if he comes on and he's like, I'm a sex addict. Like, I have trouble with intimacy. Like, I'm ready to change. I'm self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
What I'm not okay with in the whole situation is I feel like Chloe has received so much hate for this move and
mocking him.
The idea of like people being like, how could you ever want to like have another kid with someone who was cheating on you? Mm-hmm. And it's like, listen, would I do it? Probably not. But why are you going to shame someone for their choices? Like, I don't know. Doesn't that help anything? That's my thing a little bit. Like, listen, like, I wouldn't do it. But at the same time.
She wants another baby.
She's
so famous. She can't fuck a stranger. Like, that's not that easy. Like, she'd rather have her kid with the same father and, you know, it's just easier.
She could do a sperm donor.
Yeah. And she knows that she'll have like full custody of the kid.
Yeah.
She could have done a sperm donor.
No, she has to
be so careful.
But it just came out last week that she stopped. Yes,
that was fake. That was such a fake story. I don't believe that for a second.
Really? What was the story?
She was dating a private equity investor for the last six months.
Write me a fucking riddle. Like, pick another occupation to put a fake story out. Like,
we never got a name.
We never got a picture. Kim set them up. I think that was a fake story to make her look less desperate.
Do you know what's so crazy is I've really never thought about how I'm like, if I'm single, I want to hook up with people and I want to have some fun, random sex. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, when you're that famous, you can never do that.
You can't trust anyone.
Trust nobody.
Whoa.
I mean, I'm sure that there's some people she could trust.
Sure, but like
and I'm sure that there's some people in their circle.
There's maybe like that one special person though, like the perfect fuck buddy that you're like, I know they're not going to say something.
Also, she probably didn't want to have a sperm donor because she has the opportunity for both her children to like have the same parent. So she probably wanted that.
I wonder if he'll be on the season.
I don't think so.
I didn't see him in the trailer.
Oh. Yeah, I guess they would show that in the trailer, huh?
Yeah. My problem with the first season is that I felt very COVID-y. I want to see more parties, more travel, more of their friends. Like I miss seeing Malika and the food god and like.
Yes. Where's the food god?
Maybe that's why I liked it. Maybe
you like a smaller cast.
I kind of only care about the Kardashians and like their lives. And
you don't
so
care
I think
about
I was,
Jonathan.
I don't.
I live for a Malika scene. Malika and Chloe, I am there for that friendship. Like, where's Khadija?
Yeah, I don't care. I want
Kylie's friends in this.
We saw Hailey Bieber for a second.
But that was the worst scene ever. They're literally doing IVs. They're like, we're on our IV journey. We're just on our health care.
We saw the girls from Wags.
Yeah, but then they like made drama about it. Did you see that? Or maybe the fans did it. But they were like, people were trying to say, Kim, those are not your real friends. Because there was like a scene of Kim.
They've been hanging out since Montana and shit for like years.
For years. And they have their own show. But there was like a scene where it was questionable.
Show?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I forgot what it's called. Nat and Liv. Relatively dope. Nat and Liv.
Well, I don't know about
it's
it.
It's on E.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for
and
them.
And I think they're coming back.
Really?
But there was just like a scene that like made it look like they weren't supportive of Kim. And then like the fans freaked out.
Yeah, of course.
The fans were so mad. There were so many TikToks about it. There was like a whole viral thread.
God.
The fans are crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but so when Kim and Pete broke up, I did think it was wild that it was like that day or the next day where she's like posting about the Yeezy shades. And
then
like,
she did the Incredibles
t-shirt. Yes.
Which she doesn't do anything that's not on purpose. So I guess that meant something, but I don't think she's going to get back with Kanye.
No, I don't think she's going to get back with him. Also, doesn't she have I believe she has equity in Kanye, in Yeezy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. I'm sure. Didn't he give her like yeah. Well, they're her not even divorced present?
Yet.
Oh, they're still not?
Oh, that's
they're
true.
They're definitely
huh?
not.
No, the divorce is
and they'll
final.
Never get divorced.
Oh, you think?
I think it's going to be years.
Oh, I think you're right.
Think about it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
There's so much money and property and everything.
That's true. And they yeah. both, at the end of the day, with all of their drama, which is why I've always been very interested in their relationship, they're both moguls.
Yeah.
Like,
individually and together.
Mm-hmm. Like, Yeezy is a... It's actually crazy how successful like Yeezy is. Dog Ruminic has just brought this up. How they're selling the Yeezy Gap collection out yeah. of
out
trash
of giant trash bags
at Gap.
No
you know
way.
So if you
is
go
that
to
like
Gap,
an aesthetic?
It's the it's like just, the intentional aesthetic. And at first, and I just saw like an article that confirmed it. I walked by Gap, mm-hmm. and I'm like. The front of the Gap, there's three giant trash bags
wow.
with sweatshirts and everything just stuffed in, looking a hot mess. And I thought, wow.
The, maybe it's like the sample section.
I'm like, wow, the Gap is having a very messy Yeezy sale
it's
right now.
It's giving Angelina from yeah. Jersey Shore.
1,000% was. And I'm like, this is real messy. I'm like, this Gap needs to kind of clean
it up. It's 20% off.
And then I saw that it was the intentional display
all the Gap
is the giant trash
that have,
bags.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't question his art. Like, he knows what he's doing. She knows what she's doing. This trend that she started, I think, is so interesting, where she wears the all the same color and then the shoes connect to the pants. Have you noticed that she does it with every color?
And then the gloves connect
yeah,
to
the
shirt.
Yeah, and she's making gloves cool again, which I'm not mad about.
I wore gloves to a wedding the other day and I felt the most
no
fabulous
way.
I've ever
gloves
felt ever.
Cool.
I was like, thank you, Kim.
Yeah, yeah. That's the new, she really is a trendsetter.
But I like
she
really, it.
She's yes. calling out Instagram and now they're trying to make a change.
Really? What? What was she calling them out about?
Her and Kylie like posted like, make Instagram again, and then the Instagram creator made like a video about like all their changes.
Wow.
Well, I'm with that. Make Instagram again, okay?
Yeah.
Please.
Bring the old IG back. I miss the old IG.
I miss the old
with
Kanye.
IG. That was intentional. That was intentional. You picked up on it. Okay, any other news that we wanted to cover from the Kardashians? What's going on with Kourtney and Travis these days?
Nothing. They're just staying low key and maybe they'll have another baby.
I was going to say, do you think maybe she's pregnant?
I mean, they went to the doctor's appointments on the show right. last season. So unless they're doing
which
that completely for a storyline.
Which I could not get over that.
They drove to San Diego.
No, that they.
Like, I'm not.
You mean you didn't take a 17-minute private jet there? What?
Yeah,
we're
seriously.
Like, oh my God, sustainable king and queen.
Did you see that, by the way, about how Kylie was getting sent for a private jet? But did you know that Taylor Swift actually has the most, like, short,
well,
the biggest.
And then people were accusing Kris Jenner of leaking Taylor Swift's private jet data.
They were like, trust and believe, oh Mama Kris is coming in and being like, oh, you're going to criticize Kylie? Let's talk about
it. If you
Taylor
had a
Swift.
Private jet, wouldn't you want to just
I'd
use
fly
it
to Jess's house. I'm in Long Beach. You know, I'd fly
wouldn't
into Burbank.
You just want to use it as much as possible? I would have like parties on it and not go anywhere.
I'm like, if you have that private jet docked, honestly, it is just the perfect party pad. You don't need to ever fly it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look up Kourtney's Instagram real quick, see if there's anything going on. I don't know. Maybe I hope that I know they want another baby together so bad. I hope that
they might.
Yeah.
They might.
Because they've been trying.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, what's the point? The baby's so much work. Like, they're literally in their 40s now. Like,
you're
they already
like,
have kids
doing?
Grown up. Like, don't they want to travel and, like, not have to carry around a baby?
They want to create something, a person
and get a
together.
Dog.
And
get a dog.
Like, what about a dog? But no, hasn't Kourtney been wanting another little one for quite some time?
So maybe she'll have it with Travis. I wouldn't be mad at her. That's awesome.
I do hope we have more Scott drama in the upcoming season.
I don't know. I feel like he's going to get cut down. His storyline was so negative and insecure and toxic last season.
I know, but I kind of liked it.
You did?
It was drama.
Yeah,
I was very interested in seeing, I know that he was being toxic and all that stuff, but I also liked seeing, I felt like it was really vulnerable because he was like scared, you know, like, am I getting pushed out? Like, this is the only family I've had.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt like that was really real.
But he's
and so
not
I was
getting
really
pushed
interested
out.
In that.
There's just certain places that he's not invited. Like, you can't be invited everywhere.
I know.
That's the thing. And he just.
But like his fight with Kendall and everything, like that was all so real, I guess.
And then she was wearing the 818 merch during the fight.
Yeah.
So perfect. Cliche.
So perfect. But yeah, no, I don't know. I felt like the season was so real and I felt like I was really, that's good reality TV where I felt like I was seeing a real glimpse like into their lives.
Into the mansion.
So I enjoyed it. So I can't wait. But yeah.
Can we wrap it up with a Bachelor?
Yes, please.
Okay, because I don't know a lot about this and I would like to know.
Okay.
So Tyler Cameron.
Can you tell us, this is fun. This is fun.
What is the what are the current going ons of Tyler Cameron?
He is doing a lot lately.
Okay, can we talk about
it? So he was like dating, he was dating a girl, Camila, for a while, right?
Yes.
They broke up, and then he started dating Paige Lorenz, who is like an influencer.
Yes.
And then I guess they were like hot and heavy for like a month, and then they just like broke up out of nowhere. And then he like announced it that they just decided to do their own thing. And then Paige commented on my TikTok. She gave me the exclusive, which I like, shout out Paige Lorenz. And she said that she walked away. It was super weird. And then
it was super weird.
And then
he
was like spotted on Dumois the other day, like out with another girl. But he's also been like subliminally shading Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell during every interview he does. And
really?
I don't know why.
During every interview? Because I saw the one clip that you sent me a clip a few weeks ago.
He's doing it numerous times. Now, question, when he was out with
he's got to get relevant, baby.
Well, maybe he's jealous of Matt. Matt was the Bachelor. Matt went on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm sure he's jealous of him.
Matt has a girl. He doesn't.
Tyler. When Dumois posted him out with another woman, was that the same time that they were saying they overheard him talking shit on Rachel?
Yeah. But I don't believe every DM either, because that was like, you know what I mean? You have to be there to hear it.
Of course.
But I wonder, like, that's so crazy. I thought they were like best friends. So it's so weird that like they're not friends anymore.
They're in different places now. Like, look, before Matt was the Bachelor, it's like they were going to COVID parties. Fair. They were living La Vida
Loca
together.
Uh-huh.
Living in shitty, or at least they were
in their apartment.
Yes.
I read Matt's book.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was actually, it was decent.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was okay. Well, remember there was that one girl that was, who said that? Remember there was that thing of they were like, they were sleeping on, like, Tyler was sleeping on a beanbag, like, under Matt's bunk bed. Like, they
Matt
were just
had,
making
Matt
it
was,
sound.
Matt talked about in his book, like, the weird apartments he lived in New York City.
Yeah. It made it sound like he and Tyler were living in a flop house. Like, it was
like,
not,
it was like a kind of trashy, like, mess. And they were just, like,
so anyway,
together.
They were living that bachelor, true bachelor vibe of just hooking up with chicks, living in their shitty apartment. And now, like you said, Matt was the Bachelor. He was on Dancing with the Stars, got a little career going.
Him and Rachel seem very in love.
Him and Rachel seem super happy
Maybe
and have
she's
like a
pregnant.
Stable relationship.
Oh, yeah.
No. She's not pregnant.
You're like, I'm not throwing that out there.
She's definitely not pregnant.
But like they're, you know, they've got their established life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little more settled. And I think that TC's kind of scraping for
the barrel. 100%. But I also feel like it's like the rise and fall. Like he was the hottest guy to ever exist
for
3 years.
He dated Gigi Hadid.
That's right after the Bachelorette.
He broke into an A-list circle. Like,
and
that is
up.
Madness.
And I guarantee madness. That what Paige was talking about when she says it was weird, like it's probably because he was trying to use her for clout.
Yeah, maybe.
Like that's what I interpret from
that. But I'm
that.
Sure she got like a lot out of that too.
I'm gonna look up her account,
because there was like these alleged DMs that like apparently like she was like texting Armie Hammer or Morgan Wallen or something, being like, I'm getting way more clout off Tyler Cameron, and like whatever. I don't even. It was like a whole tech scandal. I don't like to read too much into that.
I feel like maybe this is coming.
Okay. I thought she had like millions. All right,
just
she's
a
got
few hundred thousand. Just nothing crazy.
I know, but you know what I mean. It's I thought that she
was
like
a summer fling.
I thought that she was like a who's Kylie's friend.
Stassi baby.
I thought it was like a Stassi baby type person.
Imagine.
That big.
Well, I remember there were like
there was things
Stassi
about them.
Was around Tyler Cameron for a minute.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and maybe this is like happening in my dreams, so excuse me if I'm literally imagining this, but I feel like I've seen random little clips of Tyler Cameron over the past 2 months, like kind of in random apartments. And out at random nights and like doing like people would randomly film him and he'll come up and like do a shot. And you're like, what's happening with Tyler Cameron?
Honestly, I think in his defense, he's just like in the public eye. All eyes are on him. He's so tall and handsome. Everyone's so quick.
Sure.
Like I do shit. I'm in random apartments.
He's like giving it right now. Like he's like
he's doing a lot.
He's doing a lot for the camera right
and
now.
And I wonder if he's going to go on like another show. And like that's what this is about.
I'm
why
like,
is he doing all these interviews?
Like to.
Maybe
like,
he'll go
Tyler.
On Dancing with the Stars. They're going to announce the cast like next week or something.
Could be.
He would be great on that.
Could be.
Because
I mean,
they always
the
have
dancing
a bachelor
one.
Person on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Michelle's definitely doing it.
He
Michelle
still
Young.
Gets a lot of engagement on his page.
That's why like I'm like, a lot. I mean, I don't
he's
know.
Still really hot.
He's so beautiful.
But he's not like he's not hot anymore.
No, he's still
and he
still
always
gorgeous.
Posts thirst traps.
I think that he should try to do like, I think he should try to pivot and do, you know, like an HGTV show or like something
oh,
like
for construction?
That. Yeah.
That or just amp up the modeling, like become a worldwide model.
There we go.
And like walk in runways.
He could.
And maybe
if he
do
wanted
fashion
to.
Design.
He's got to pick a lane, I think. That's what, as his publicist, yeah, yeah. That's what I would suggest for mm-hmm. him.
Or
pick
if he
a
wants
lane and go
to backtrack, just be the new Bachelor. Give us what we want.
I think it would have been great, like, a year ago instead of Clayton.
Yes.
I loved how Clayton's season ended, though. It was so dramatic. But I think Tyler would have been great, like, a year ago. But now
I
just feel like...
I agree.
He missed his chance.
He's yeah. going to be also, at this point, he's going to be too self-aware. Like, it's going to be too... Mm-hmm.
Well, who do you guys think is going to be the next Bachelor?
Who do you think? Tell me. One, two, three.
Mike Johnson.
Is that who you actually think?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't guess. Like, how are we going to know? Like, there's just no one from this season.
I think it's Tino.
I definitely think Tino wins.
Okay, we were just talking about that earlier. And who do you think Gabby
Tino
gets with?
I think Tino is going to win.
Who do you think Gabby gets with?
Eric. And like,
okay, so that's what we were just talking about in the episode. And we were like, I don't know. I think the best ones for them are Jason and Zach. Like, best for
like
them.
Like, the long
term. I think Zach could be a good Bachelor.
We were just talking about that. I'm like, I could see them having Zach become the Bachelor because he's just kind of
I think he could
Zach.
Be good, actually.
Or do two Bachelors, like Andrew right. and Greg are like friends.
Not Andrew Greg.
Not them.
Hate them.
You do?
I do.
Can you say why?
Yeah, I've said a lot about Greg.
Oh my God.
I've
oh,
said
yes.
a lot about
oh,
Greg.
Yes.
I waged a...
This is all coming back
I
to me.
I waged yes. a war on Greg. but just like something that... Okay, aside from that war on him... I probably could have done some of better. Certainly could have. But aside from that, I'm so annoyed with their crew. It's giving
fair.
A Tyler Cameron thing where it's like they always roll. Like and one of our friends posted a video of them and it's always like the six of them like rolling deep, like just like and it's always like Andrew, Greg, who's the other guy from
Justin.
Mikey, Justin. It's always these same dudes and they're always just like strutting around in their little like pack, in their little wolf pack. And it just pisses me off.
I
it's
do
just
have
fucking
to say,
annoying. I don't like that vibe.
I do have fair. To say I did meet Mikey and Justin
yeah.
at Stagecoach and they were very lovely.
Sure, I'm sure they're nice. You're also meeting them at Stagecoach. I just don't like the
no,
whole
sure.
like in a pack, just like
clicky.
It's just douchey. To
that's
me.
Valid.
I don't like it.
Well, you'll see a few of them on Paradise this summer.
I'm sure I will. And I hope to not see them on The Bachelor.
I just don't know who they're going to pick, but I know they start filming in September, and I know that they're casting like right now, and like there's a lot of girls who are having auditions.
I don't
auditions.
Think they know who they're going to pick. I really yeah. don't think they do.
Do you think they're going to wait to see how this Men Tell All pans out?
That, and I think Paradise. I think they might pick someone from Paradise.
But they could, but then it will spoil Paradise. Because
no.
we'll find out before.
No, not necessarily.
But once they start filming, we're going to see them filming. They start in September. Like, there's no
oh,
way it's
true,
not going to get picked
that's
up
true,
somewhere.
Because Paradise, yeah.
Paradise
starts
airs
so
at the
late.
End of September. So we're going to find out.
I think they're going to pick someone from this season.
So then it probably will be one of the finalists. And
so
it's not going to be Tyler. And it's not going to be
Tyler.
I don't think it'll be Avon. I don't
think
he has
so
a big
either.
Enough personality
no,
for it.
I don't think so.
I think Tino picks. I think Rachel and Tino. So okay. that's why I think it could be Zach.
Okay, I mean,
but then like he's,
that.
You know, like yeah. is he different than what we've had?
I know
because Jason A is so quiet. So like it's not going to be him.
No way.
No, and
I
also think
Jason,
they'd break
but...
him. And I just he's too pure.
So that's why I think Zach is my most logical answer out of this season.
And okay. you don't think that they can make a redemption arc for Nate?
No. I don't think so.
You really don't think so? Even though you said he sounded pretty good at mental all. You
I
don't
think
it's enough.
I think they honestly, like, maybe they care about his reputation.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, they care about contestants' mental health now.
Yeah.
They have to. They have done a few things.
I've never heard something so
no,
funny.
No, but they've done a few things to, I think,
sure.
to help the contestants.
Sure,
like,
sure.
they've limited social media comments. They've put out, like, don't judge, like, stuff like that. Maybe they've tried to help him. I mean, his journey continues.
Well, and we were tripping on the Mike Fleiss tweets too, and he's like, "We
yeah,
have
yeah.
cleared his name. He is a good man."
I don't get Mike Fleiss. I don't know what his motive is. I don't know how old he is.
We know. I think no one knows anything about.
I just don't know what his MO is.
I've talked about this before. All I know is I spoke to him when he was on his boat in Hawaii, and I was on a weed
farm.
Yes.
Oh my God! And you got lost. You were a missing person.
I was on the weed farm, and he was. I was talking to him when he was on his boat.
If only I had TikTok back then, I would have done a missing person.
Oh, can you?
Becca series.
I know it would have been just so good.
It would have been like,
Becca?
Where is Becca? I would have put haunted music in the back. It would have been a 7-part series.
Speaking of the media stuff, there was so much misinformation with that thing. It was wild, and I just
oh, really?
Rolled with it. Well, yeah, because like. yeah, the story that got put out to the world, and I couldn't at the time, it was just too much to try to fix. I just couldn't even touch that mess. It was that I lied and told my parents I was on a weed farm when I was really on The Bachelor.
Oh. Okay.
That was the story that got like put out to the world. And then because it was too complicated.
You like, don't involve my parents in this?
Like, when you didn't trust your parents?
What?
You didn't want to tell your parents?
No, that's not what happened at all. Okay. And then when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, I had to like explain it briefly. And I was just like, yeah, I forgot to call my mom. That is not what happened. We have a whole episode on it. But basically, long story short, I was with a girl who was loco. And it was after The Bachelor. I had to make money because I had to quit my job to go on The Bachelor.
All those clothes. So I was like,
quick cash, you know, paying my fucking rent. Because you're also in the limbo. I'm sure other contestants know what it's like. You're in this limbo where you know you're going to make... I knew I made it far. I knew I was going to, you know, be... Mm-hmm. Big-ish on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I know I can make money on social media. I just gotta wait. I've got like a weird 5-month gap.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to start a new job. Mm-hmm. Like I just gotta find ways to hustle.
Make money in the meantime.
To hustle on the side.
And now you can make TikToks.
Now I can. At the time, I was like, I don't know what to do. But yeah. So then I went on this weed farm, and then my friend got kicked off the weed farm, and she was the only person who had service on her cell phone, and I had been talking to my mom through her cell phone. Then when she left, she sabotaged me and told my mom. I was stuck on the weed farm with meth heads with knives. That's what she told my mom.
I hope you're still not friends with this girl.
I am not.
You're like, what?
My mom was like, can you tell me like the location? Mm-hmm. She was like, sorry, no. And then like blocked my mom. I wouldn't respond to my mom's text. And my mom, so my parents are panicking.
Yeah, wow. They're baby girl.
They couldn't get a hold of me and think that I'm with people who are using methamphetamine with knives on a weed farm. And I'm stuck there.
Damn.
So they couldn't get a hold of me. So then they filed a missing persons report. Uh-huh. Then I came home. Obviously, like that wasn't the situation. Mm-hmm. Tried to contact the Humboldt sheriff's office. They didn't pick up our calls. I left voicemails saying I'm not missing.
Of course not. They never do.
You know,
they literally don't care.
They never took me off the missing person list.
That's hilarious.
Even though I left voicemails and all of that.
That is so
literally wild. Pack.
Oh my God.
So then when The Bachelor aired, they came out with this story, the missing Humboldt 50, and I was on the list.
That's so funny.
Yes.
Imagine you were the winner and you like had to like hide your identity and you had to wear wigs. Then the story would have really got twisted.
Yeah, for real. People were like, you're an asshole. Like your parents thought you were missing. Like, fuck you. And I was like, that is not what happened, you guys. But it's a complicated story to explain.
So what happens if one of your kids does that to you? How are you going to handle that?
Well, I'll be upset and I'll say I did the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
we learn from our parents.
That's the thing.
Look it up on the internet.
We really do.
So,
we really do.
As long as it makes a good news story, who cares? As long as you get on the TV from it, who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's that.
And that's the tea.
Zachary,
and that's all she wrote.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. Okay,
so
please
fun.
Plug away again. Remind the people all the places. It's Zachary Reality. Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, thank That's you guys
simple.
So much for having me.
Yes. Oh my god,
it really is that simple. Just Zachary Reality.
Perfect.
When I decided to change my name to that on like social, it was like, might as well do everything on
everything.
That.
So TikTok,
Instagram. I have a YouTube channel. I do podcasts only when I do interviews. So it's really just like a casual thing.
Cool.
But like TikTok is like my main thing that I'm like so proud of
and
like
poppin'.
Where I'm just like where everything is.
It's
the most poppin'. Important thing.
Yeah.
So,
for
yeah.
You. Keep Feel updated free. With Zachary because that's where I'm finding so much of my constantly updated tea.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
it's a perfect place to go.
With
Thank
that,
you Rods. So much, Zachary.
Chat soon.
Chat soon.
See ya.
When you make the decision to start a business, the first thing to disappear is the amount of time you have in your day. How about making things a little bit easier on yourself by cutting out the unnecessary, like going to the post office?
Hey, you heard that right. We always talk about it. You don't have to go to the post office anymore. Stamps.com, guys. Stamps.com. They save you time, money, and stress. When you sign up, you can use your home computer to do everything you would normally do at the post office.
Print postage, schedule pickups, track packages, and you'll even save money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Sounds pretty good to us.
Stop mailing and shipping the hard way. Stop creating more work for yourself. Sign up for stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code Chatty. You get the special offer. You get the 4-week trial. You get the free postage. You get the digital scale with no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click at the mic at the homepage,
Enter code CHATTY.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.